Ja, es ist eben ein schwarzer Bass. Ja, das ist ja auch eben nicht die Zeit. Ja, das ist ein Tag und die Zeit, und hier und hier haben wir uns abgegeben.
Ja.
Today, the seventh day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhad Maharaj told it, and I shall try to little glorify Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Guru Maharaj Gauri Mart. When Guru Mart joined after two, 3 years, after taking sannyas, 2-3 years after Guru Maharaj composed one poetry, Sanskrit poetry, in remembrance of our Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Prabhupada Sarsin Thakur, he gave in hand of Srila Sarsin Thakur, and Sarsin Thakur, seeing that, reading that Sanskrit poetry, very happily responds and told it. After us, someone be in this world who can carry on the Mahaprabhu's flag in the line of perfect Rupanuga Sampradaya. And seeing, I am very happy. And when Prabhupada read that poetry first, Prabhupada, we heard from Guru Maharaj, first he tried to scrutinize, to see that.
Scrutinizing
way. But after reading 3-4 sloka, but Prabhupada Sarsvati Thakur forget to do scrutiny. And he told it is very happy style. There Guru Maharaj expressed something, our Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very just way. Bhaktivinoda Thakur born in Nadia district, Ula, Bir Nagar, near to Krishna Nagar, near to Phulia also, Haridas Thakur's Bhajan Ashram, Bhajan Kutir was there. But later, Bhaktivinoda Thakur come out as a great devotee of Mahaprabhu. And in the name of Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur tried to express real Krishna consciousness, tried to establish the real Krishna consciousness
That days was very heavy. That time, Aul Baul Karta Bhaja Nara Dharbe Shai Sahojiya Shokhi Bhekhi Shartto Jad Goshai Otibari Chura Thari Gaurangma Nagori Tota Kahe Eitaro Sangya Nari Kori. That time 13 Aposampradaya was very strong, especially in Ula Birchandra Birnagar. They are Aul and Baul Sampradaya. Kattabhaja Sampradaya, they was very strong. And from childhood, Bhaktivinoda Thakur have seen something, their activities, and he was very against of that. But later when he appeared as a devotee of Mahaprabhu, he first tried to correct the error of Sampradaya, real Sampradaya of Mahaprabhu, and Vaitota Ramdas Babaji before rejected them, and he took a real perfect position of devotee in Rupaluka Sampradaya. And many ways he tried to remove that Aposampradaya's activity. But very sober way, not too much fighting way. Sometimes direct his telling, he was doing very wrong, this not true, but not making them very unhappy. They also, after hearing from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, again they were Sri Gauran Matam Sarupa Vititam Rupa Graji Nadritam Rupa Dei Pariveshitam Rukhukanei Rasaditam Sevitam Jivadvairavirakhitam Shukashiva Brahmadi Sammanitam Sri Radha Pada Sevana Amrita Mahotadda Tumi Shukhava Kahun Mannamati Stativa Pudita Kattam Jagat Pavana Vashyami Nikripaya Aparadhani Chayu Nunam Thaya Kammatam Yachi Hankarunani Dhevarmi Mangapadabhya Bhumuli Bhavat Shadvashyapati Ratikadaita Dasanam Nare Kuntam. Bhaktivinoda Viraha Dasakam, composed by Guru Maharaj. And after reading that, Prabhupada was very happy. And from that day, vision of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur about Guru Maharaj wholesale changed. That is, that time was very hard time. Actually, Sahajiya Sampradaya and Jati Gosai Sampradaya, they conquered whole Bengal. Even whole India, you can say. And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur wants to establish real Krishna conception, Krishna consciousness line of Sri Rupa Goswami. That is, he had that Sahajiya ism so hard when Saraswati Thakur was 12 years old born. That time Charandas Babaji was Siddha Mahapurush, famous, he was his name. But he time to time come to see Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That is two cause. One, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's fame was very unlimited, and also he was very faithful government officer, Swayne, that is deputy magistrate in Nadia district. And two, his position was very exalted. And that Charandas Babaji time to time come to see Bhaktivinoda Thakur for their own benefit. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur direct, not told to them, you're not to come to me. But he is telling you what you are doing, it is wrong this way. And they are also coming. After that also they are coming. One day Charan Das Babaji come to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and talking there. In the meantime, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur passing that way and seeing Charan Das Babaji seated with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then from far he make Dandavat Pranam, not gone near to Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Small
boy, 12 years old, 10 or 12 years, like this. Then Charan Das Babaji look him to Prabhupada and told to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is this boy, very nice looking, but not come to you, your fond, from so far he is doing dandavat. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, oh, this boy is my son, but he is very far in the line of Krishna consciousness, and he always avoid this sahajiyaism and very hard. That is, you are a sahajiya. And 100 hand, aksha hat dure thake, 150 feet far, he is keeping himself from the sahajiyaism. And see, hearing that Charan Das Babaji was shy. He every day coming to make me dandavat, but today you are here and he is avoiding sahajiyaism this way now. Very young boy. And from that day, the sahajiya sampradaya, he was the head of sahajiya sampradaya guru. The no sahajiya, Saraswati Thakur in future must will come out as a great acharya in sampradaya.
Sorry, I'm late.
A little late. I am sick, you are late. No problem. Dosho iranna jana asrahi rapatapu jata asma ittad bhutam.
Yes.
Ajay Guru Maharaj. Not you have those, but you are suffering too much, I keep thinking. Actually, it is very hard program of us. We may get sick, but cannot stop preaching. That is, now poison, that is, it's already happened 2 months or 3-4 months ago. Program already made. Anyhow, then later Srila Saraswati Thakur very strictly follow Srila Jiva Goswami and try to smash the sahajiyaism and rather aposampradaya. And when he have got that poetry in the name of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and it is very perfectly presented to him, he was very happy to see that. And he praised Guru Maharaj and told at least one man after me will exist in this world. Who can carry our sampradaya? And Guru Maharaj said, this is that poetry is cause to give him charge of Rupa Anuga Sampradaya last time. from that day, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur changed his mood. And many times he examined Srila Guru Maharaj. And he was very happy to see the line of Guru Parampara. Even Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj, he was Siddha Mahapurush and very renounced type. Later he also, when come to Navadvip, he is coming to see Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and from Bhaktivinoda Thakur he tried to hear the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur told Bhaktivinoda Thakur was Gaur Mahaprabhu's Varsha. And what he given that nobody can guess how exalted that conception. Krishna Sanghita, Bhagavatam Kamanishi Mala, Chaitanya Shikhamrita, Jaiva Dharma, Dutta Kostu, Natak, few Natakas, many books he composed. And his, we can say his special gift is that his songs, Krishna songs, many songs he composed. Sharanagati, Gitavali, like that. Kallan Kalpataru, Giti Mala, Jamuna Bhavavali, many songs composed Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And in the song, we will get, through the song, we will get all the gist of the scriptures. If all the scripture once disappear, but if Bhaktivinoda Thakur song will live, exist in this mental world, then we will get everything through that song. And when I joined, fortunately, that time Srila Guru Maharaj given me Sharanagati and few songs for memorize, you see. And always Guru Maharaj wants to hear Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs. You only in few songs of Narottam Thakur, one or two songs of other Vaishnavas, only one song of Vidyapati, and all the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It is chanted in Chaitanya Sarasvatamrita. That is, there is everything. Guru has told it. In the song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there is everything he will got. Get. Many history in the life of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When he was in Puri, Jagannath Puri, that time Biskishan, one very big yogi, he declared he is himself Krishna, and he appeared in form of Biskishan, and he will fight with British government. And that day, someone dead, Chaddu Chaitra Rana Haga. That means 14th Chaitra, he will start his own war. Money for freedom or something like that. And he is doing many things wrong. But that time British government gave charge to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he will decide about that man. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gone to Vishleshan, and he was very big yogi. After seeing to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he told, oh, you come for that purpose. Anyhow, you are my great devotee. I shall not do anything against you. You take shelter in my feet. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, you know everything. What about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You have idea. And Vishleshan said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my great devotee. After hearing, Bhaktivinoda Thakur decided, this man is a cheater. তিনি ওজন করে নিলেন তার যোগ্যতাটা. থ্রু দ্যাট কোশ্চেন হি মেজারমেন্ট হিজ কোয়ালিফিকেশন. হি হ্যাভ ডান মেজারমেন্ট অফ Vishleshan's qualification. When that yogi Vishleshan told, the Mahaprabhu is a great devotee, then he thinks, Bhaktivinoda Thakur thinks, that man is very bluffer and cheater, no doubt. He has no real consciousness. And he gave threaten, if you do this, I shall arrest him. And Vishleshan was very angry and told, Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, I am giving you 24 hours time. If you not change your mood, I shall arrest him. The next day, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gone there and he shown many vibhuti, magic. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur forcefully arrested him and put in the jail. And British government gave charge to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he will decide about that. He will be judge, and he will decide about that Vishleshan. But Vishleshan in the jail shown many things, magic,
miracles,
and in the court also. Mm-hmm. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave him three times chance, you change your mood, otherwise he will be punished. Lord Vishleshana listened that. Lastly, Vishleshana gave much trouble to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not care that. When he will give judgment, final judgment, that day, before that day, that yogi said, tomorrow you will give judgment, tomorrow you cannot come to the court. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Dekha jabe.
You see.
I shall see later. Then when he gone his house, he have seen his sons, daughters, everybody suffering from diarrhea, very heavy diarrhea. He called doctor, give him some medicine, etc. Then he have got some pain and fever, pain with fever in his body. He cannot walk and he cannot move from his bed. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I shall go today giving my judgment and I must go. You call some palanquin.
Carry me.
That time he had fever, 106 degrees. And whole body was very painful. But he said, I must give today my judgment to the jury. And when he went door of that court, his fever gone, his pain gone, everything gone. And then he seated in his chair and told Bhishkishan, what you will do? You change your mood. And seeing the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhishkishan told, oh, you till you cannot understand who I am. He started, what happened? And this day what happened? Until you cannot understand, I am who I am. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, yes, I understand that day, very day. When I ask you, what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and what is position of him, that day I understand who are you. Then Bhishkishan takes his jata.
That, or what is it?
Here?
That they roll up so pretty.
Not here.
Here.
And not
so
top
there,
yeah.
And the fire come out. Then Thakur told, I am giving 6 months imprisonment to this man. Imprisonment.
Imprisonment.
Imprisonment to this man. And now take him to the jail, but before that you cut that his this jata.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. This order he given. But who will cut his jata? He not cannot touch him. And he is doing this and fire coming from him. Yeah. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur call one Western man.
He could do it.
For something.
Yes, some child he called and told, you got it, you can touch it. And that man went gone to touch Bhishkishan. Bhishkishan told many things to that man. He do not care and took it and cut it in all jata. Then put it in the jail. But in the jail he not took anything. First thing. And lastly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur went there and requested to him, after 6 months you will go out and you can lead your normal life. I shall arrange for you, but you must leave your this consumption. But he not hear that. Lastly, that man dead in the jail. This is the history of Bhishkishan. Today I cannot speak too much. I feel very disturbed. Anyhow, this way many things happen in life of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And you wait maybe which way come out, Navadvip Dham Parikrama. Mahaprabhu birth place discovering and establishment of Mahaprabhu's mission. Many ways he tried many things. Lastly, his super gift is Srila Saraswati Thakur. And he makes Saraswati Thakur perfect way in his line. In future he will carry his sampradaya. And lastly Saraswati Thakur done it. Mano Vishta Puran. That is, so fulfill
the wishes.
Desire, wishes.
On the samadhi you put that one special verse of Bhaktivinoda Thakur where he's saying, I desire to see Mahaprabhu. Grihastha dress when he's looking.
Uttama Thakur was very dear parshad of Srila Mahaprabhu. Navadvip Bhav Taranga. Navadvip Dham Mahatma. Many books he got, over 100 books he composed. And there one expression, Amichai Gauri Chandri Loite Mayapure, but asking Maharaj that Yadhai Goishorabe Sriyangyate Spure, Yadhai Chacharake Kacha Bachane Bhashane, Ishoddhane Lila Karin Bhakta Ganasane. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Dev, he took sannyas and took name of Sri Chaitanya Dev. This way he appeared. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur expression very Uttanto Akanto Nijajaner Mutu.
Exclusive,
devotee, like that. And he did not like Mahaprabhu sannyas. He cannot tolerate, he cannot tolerate that sannyas of Mahaprabhu. That is, he composed the Bengali verses, but his expression, he shown, I need Mahaprabhu in form of Navadvip Chandra to worship, not as Sri Chaitanya Dev, Sannyasi of the Sampradaya. This way he expressed.
Like family member of Mahaprabhu.
Anyhow, today that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Viraha Tithi, actually, my health is very disturbed today. I cannot talk, cannot express also. And I took one tablet in the morning and my brain went this way. Our Maharaj is here, Sripati, Jonathan Maharaj is here. If the light to express, I shall be very happy. I want to put on top. Guru Maharaj composed many sloka about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The last sloka is very nice. Jikaham mannamati stativa buddhita kattang yaukad pavana. Who I am, very unfortunate and very conditioned soul, fallen soul. I am very fallen soul and you are Pati Pavan Krishna Thakur. If I make any offense to compose these verses, you must forgive my offenses. And I pray to your lotus feet to give some strength as boon, that I can follow your very dear most associate of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and I can carry out his order as his dear, as his associate. That way you count me in the Sampradaya. That is the last expression of Guru Maharaj about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Namo bhakti vinodaya sachidana gaurangai bhagati mubhajasi bhagati.
Namo sachidana bhakti
vinodaya sri gaura dhamma siddhi sasastri bhagati kusungu bhakti vinodakhakriti premahavdi mukti siddhi. This I Guru Maharaj composed many slokas about Bhagavad Thakur. But it is very famous sloka. Namo bhakti vinodaya sachidananda namini gaura bhakti swarupaya rupaya bharayate. You are Rupanga, Shrestha Vishnas. And he has done much sampradaya seva. Sampradaya was very critical position at that time when Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared. But after his appearance, he cleaned up that. So he has seen it 100 years ago. And he composed in his book, Achirei Panchashajar Bhakta Asche, Jana Harinam Smoke Jauke, Unmatta Kore Tule, Jitta Kurta Thakbe, from Navadvip Dhame Deshe, Bharatiya Deshange, Ak Sange, Kola Kuri Kore, Nitya Kurbe.
After some time, after not very long, 50,000 devotees from all over the world, they will make the world mad with love of Krishna, and they will come to India and dance with the Indian devotees and embrace one another with their tears. And dance and chant.
It was my Bhavishyavani of Bhakti.
Prediction of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Prediction of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And already it's happening now. Many of the devotees from Western world, they are joining the name of mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now they are chanting the glories of Mahaprabhu, dancing in the name of Mahaprabhu. Many ways they are attached with our mot, Sri Chaitanya Sarasvata. This way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur glories composed by Guru Maharaj, every hire, many hire. I bow down to his lotus feet and pray his desire now appear as fulfilled way by through his dear most associate Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and his disciples. And we are very happy that so long away from India, trying to make festival, Viraha Mahotsav, in the name of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. By the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one day we must get mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have no doubt in Chakra Guru Pashupravasa.
Om Vishnu Bhajjana Vakrishna Govinda Maharaj.
Krishna Yavakuna.
Om Sri Satyananda Vakrishna Thakur Kijaya.
Jaya.
Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Jaya. Ja